Welcome to Auroville Radio. I have the pleasure to be with Anchal today. She's one of the judges of the Auroville Film Festival. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me here, Nadia.
It's a pleasure. So, dear Anchal, what's your experience of being a judge of the sixth edition of Auroville Film Festival?
I have to say that it's a beautiful beginning to 2020. And I feel that I have a role, perhaps a divine role, I think, maybe, to do more with the Auroville Film Festival in the coming decades and to take it further, further within Auroville and beyond Auroville physically.
Is it the first time you come here?
No, actually, I was here the first time as a jury member in 2013. And that was because we had started collaborating with the Auroville Film Festival when they reached out to us in Delhi. I run the Kriti Film Club, which is a documentary screening initiative of our nonprofit organization, the Kriti Team. And the Kriti Film Club has been screening documentaries at least once a month, sometimes more, since August of 2000. So
it's already 20 years of film experience.
Yes.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah.
It's an honor to have you here then.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah.
How does the jury work during these days? What do you guys do? Which tasks you have? Which responsibilities? Because it's quite a responsibility.
It is, yes.
And how many people are you?
So we are three of us in the jury, which is of films made by Aurovillians, films made by students of Auroville and around, and films made about Auroville by those who may be Aurovillians, but also those who are not Aurovillians. So mostly the ones, a lot of them who are not Aurovillians. So it's three categories. And we have four awards to give in our collection of films. There is the Wisdom Award, there is the Jury Award, and there is the Creativity Award for the student category as an addition, and there is a Cinema Paradiso Award. So effectively three main awards, Cinema Paradiso, Jury, and Wisdom, and for the student category, an additional award, Creativity. So the way we work at the festival is that we get a chance to watch all the films. And of course, we don't watch them all here. It's impossible.
No, you have to do it before.
Yes. So we have the collection and we watch it before we come here. And of course, we don't manage to watch all of them. So we're still watching some. And we tried to watch some of them together. By chance, we hadn't seen some of them, so we tried to watch them together. Some we are wanting to re-watch on the bigger screen, so we're trying to do that. But the festival has such an amazing collection of other films that we are not judging, which is in the human unity category. So we are also trying to buy our time to watch those. So as I said, we watch the films. We have a whole list, an Excel list that works with all the listings. We have scaling of the films and why we give that scale. So that's the way we actually work, so across all the films. And then during the festival now, we have been meeting, we have been talking in and out of the screenings, sitting down.
You've been quite busy then.
It's been very busy. It's been very busy. I think the first day we were like really extending ourselves, and the second day we were all knocked out. So we had to get some rest. So now we are again back to kind of, yeah. It is a huge responsibility, actually.
And how do you get on with the other judges?
It's a three women jury, and actually, It's turned out that, and I don't think it's something that was planned, even the human unity judges are all women. So it's...
It ended up to be a women thing.
And in 2013, it wasn't. I was the only woman in the three or four judges. We were four judges, I think, at that time, or maybe even five. So it's very interesting that we are women. In our group, there is a woman filmmaker. There is a documentary filmmaker. There is a woman director who's done a feature film. And there is me, who is somebody who has been watching and showing films for 20 years and watching films for 35 years, maybe, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's an interesting group. So we've actually...
Different angles of perspectives together.
That's absolutely. Cool. It's yeah. very enriching. There's so much to learn from each other, both as human beings, as women, but also as people in the community. So I think for the filmmakers to have me as somebody who's screening their films made by people like them, and for me to have a filmmaker... and I've been very fortunate that I have lots of filmmaker friends. So I think I do understand filmmakers in the independent space much more than maybe in the commercial space. But I think generally it's the same track. It's just different orientations and different ambitions. But filmmakers are a particular breed.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And since you were here in 2013, have you noticed any difference or change from that edition to compared to this one?
Definitely. I think the whole scale, and I don't mean a physical scale, but just the whole scale in terms of how it comes together. And the quality of cinema.
So both management and content.
Yes, mm. has really increased, enhanced. And I think it's been a gradual process. And of course, I think every 2 years is still a challenge. And I'm sure you know that from being here in close proximity to the organizing group. I think the reason is perhaps that one, there is much more films getting made of all kinds. There are more people interested in filmmaking because I think it's a way to say how you feel, how you do, how you contribute.
Yeah, it's getting more and more popular and people use it as a means of communication, of expression, of... Yeah, dealing with the emotion and the inner world as well as
everything together. Yeah. And I think the virtual world and the media industry overall, in terms of the internet access that we have to visual media and the content we have access to now, makes it possible for people to believe that they can also share their content. You see? So it's kind of a dialectical process that you are experiencing something or researching something or feeling something, and you now have both the technology and the access to create access, you know?
Yes,
it's a two-way process. So that I would say definitely. I think... the number of films have, of course, increased. So there is,
yeah,
at the level of organizing, I would say the scale has completely transformed. It has transformed, it has enhanced. The numbers have increased majorly. I think the one beautiful thing about Auroville, which is that they work such that it's all behind the scenes and it doesn't come across outside. It flows. And I think that comes from perhaps the philosophy that holds the Aurovillians. That's how I'm processing it.
Yeah. But what do you mean that it's behind? What do you reflect?
You know, like, for instance, they're all volunteers working,
yeah,
making things happen, right? And everyone has their responsibilities and everyone is playing it in their own ways, and it's not visible as a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, you mean it's lived more with passion, with interest in probably within the karma yoga philosophy.
Absolutely.
And the whole...
It is possible also that despite the fact that there are financial constraints that the festival has worked with and struggled with. The fact that you have the infrastructure, both human and physical infrastructure, equipment and space and all of that, you have to know that for a lot of us in the world of showing films, we are constantly dealing with having space, physical space to screen.
That's the struggle you face. You
mean? Yes, we don't have access to good equipment. We don't have access to good sound.
So at least we have that.
You have that. And actually, that's what's going for you. You don't have to hire a place. I mean, it's hired within.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And that changes the way the festival operates. It's a space that's owned and shared by everyone who is visiting.
And I'm not sure you were here in other moments of the year, but usually this area of where the film festival is taking place is completely different. It's not a festive place. It's a place, you know, it's the town hall. So where bureaucracy takes place, planning, financial service, housing service, you know, the little technical thing you deal with. So for us who live here, this is a completely different atmosphere, completely open and fresh air.
Yeah. And I think what has also changed is the timings of the festival. So in the edition I was in, there were films happening through the day and it's not so late in the night. And therefore nighttime. The crowd was very different. And this time, because I think it's happening in the evening, the crowd has changed. I think bringing in, there was music and performance last time as well, but more on the inaugural and the closing. I think having music every day, having a food festival every day, having the art installation, that's really what festivals should be about. I mean, you can have a core of the festival, which is the here, film the films. And,
of course.
But around that, people need different things because not everyone is coming for the film, but because they're coming for the film, they might stay for the food. Because they are coming for the food, they might stay for the film. So it's kind of, it flows into each other.
Yeah, it reunites many kinds of people and families, children, young and old people, everyone is welcome.
Exactly.
I'm glad you appreciate it because I know there have been many efforts beneath.
Yeah, and I don't believe that in spaces like this, which are contiguous communities, which have their own environments, that it should be any other way. It should be like this. It's not the same where we were to organize a film festival at a public venue, where that's all you had. So then you had to only just do a film festival.
And do you have any suggestion for the next edition, something you saw that could be improved, implemented, enhanced? Something that you could, suggest as an expert in film showing.
Yeah, so I think I would say, I mean, in fact, we are discussing this as judges also, and we have been also having a discussion with the organizers about some ideas I have. But I can share it, some of them publicly as well. I think that the fact that there are people coming to Oroville at this time, outsiders. I don't know how much outreach there is for them to know that the film festival is happening. It's not a bad idea for us to be able to have more information available to them. It's possible some of them are finding the information. And I really don't know. But I'm just thinking.
I think most of the information went via website, online, social media. So there was the possibility to reach out. But I'm sure that...
So perhaps at the visitor center, for instance, if there was, I was thinking the other day when I went first, if there was a little booth there...
That would be
which
useful.
Would just say the Oroville Film Festival booth. And you actually had the schedule there, had a placard, posters, and some stuff there.
So suggestion number one, communication, reaching out of the community, inviting people who don't live necessarily here, but come here visiting or reach out more.
And I think also reaching out to Pondicherry, to Chennai, people who can come. There are a lot of filmmakers and film-watching community who don't know about the festival. I mean, I have friends who've left Oroville a couple of days ago and didn't know about the festival.
Oh.
And they said good we would have extended ourselves to stay and stayed on.
So reaching out and networking with Pondicherry and Chennai.
Yeah, and I think for that, what it needs is that the information, the schedule of the festival needs to come out much earlier than it came out.
I know which time would you suggest to publish for instance, the schedule?
So usually a festival of this scale, it should all be ready a month ago.
A month before at least, the beginning?
At least a month minimum. Ago. Actually, maybe 1.5 months ago, a saved a date started happening, but that was already also quite, it could have been, it was delayed. And I know that it was tough because it's all volunteer based and it's all, everyone's putting together and there is also, I think for a lot of us, there is this need for being perfectionists.
Yeah, it's wonderful to get suggestions like this because you can work on
But
this.
I know the struggle that the organizing team would have gone through in doing it. And yet I'm suggesting it because I think we all learn from each other and each experience and we want to try to do it better. And I would love to offer to help in whatever way, but unless I have the information, I can't even do the outreach.
Definitely.
So I've been doing the outreach ever since everything came out, but I couldn't do more than that because
it was a bit too late.
So that's one. That's actually one of my major suggestions. Here and virtually, that kind of thing. The other is to somehow try to... maybe get some more discussions happening during some of the films. Mm.
So you mean more Q&A and talks about certain themes treated by the films or so on?
So it is possible that because we don't have the financial resources to get the filmmakers and they may not all come on their own, etc., or a producer, that we try to have local people who might be interested in an issue or maybe some of us jury members to facilitate a discussion. And it can happen on one or two films, a couple of films every day at least.
That's really interesting. I'm looking forward to that. And
because I come from a content interest in documentaries, right? In the documentary world. And a lot of the films that are at this festival are of very important issues, whether human unity or about Auroville, and then they are not just about Auroville, they are about
humanity,
a lot
environment,
of stuff, right?
Lot
life,
of stuff.
Work, belief, relationships, communication, etc. To just have a forum which may not need to have an expert facilitator. Mm. I mean, it may not need to have an expert resource person.
Yeah.
But to have a facilitator.
So you mean a
you
platform?
Open it out for everybody to talk to each other about the film and around the film.
So to bring awareness upon certain important themes.
I don't like the word awareness.
So what would you say? Just discussion?
Just dialogue.
Dialogue.
Just dialogue. Yeah. Just sharing. To have a forum to share how we feel about
it's
something.
True that when you watch a movie, you watch a film, there is no big sharing because you receive an information and then you process the information on your own. So processing together, dialoguing, making a dialogue together could be a collective way of dealing with information you receive.
Right. So we do that in all our documentary screenings. Mm-hmm. But that's a different, it's one-off screenings. It's festivals, it's not always so easy. But
at least could be done for certain themes,
yes,
not for everything.
Or some films, very specifically some films. So that would be sort of my third suggestion. I think, again, this is totally dependent on... resource availability and partnerships, and so it's I think it's not so easy yet. Maybe in by the 10th year it might
it
be
could
more
be possible,
possible and more partnerships, etc., because I can see it's not easy to have so many volunteers giving so much time and effort into it. But you know, have one workshop at least around, say, looking at film as a medium.
It's true that exactly this year, last year, 2019, we saw the a new film institute being founded here in Orobel. So that could be a platform.
So that would perhaps be a future partner in bringing in that.
And the two founders of this have proposed a movie that's been screened tomorrow or tonight. I'll check the schedule.
Yeah, so that then they could become a partner in offering, you know, a class or learning class. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, really wonderful. Is there anything else you want to share about this experience, about your life and relationship with films, filmmaking?
You know, I've been watching documentary films and entertaining films forever. The last time I was here, I was with my parents, and I probably would like to share a bit of that. I came with my father, who was on the wheelchair, and my mom, and I recently lost them. And so coming back to Orovel and coming back to the festival to Orovel has been for me and is for me just a beautiful memory and going forward, because I can feel that there's something that's binding me here and bringing me here. So my life in this year, to start it, like I said at the beginning, to start it here and from the journey I've had, is very, very special. I also want to thank the organizers for the kind of love and giving that they are making happen for all of us here, all the jury members. I mean, we're well looked after, we're well fed. We have really good conversations happening. We're getting to be mobile and see Orovel and feel Orovel. So thank you for that.
I'm happy to hear this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.